Someone else says, good morning. I've just listened to the report on barbecues in the park. I think we should encourage locals to report it immediately if they see anyone using these disposable barbecues. Just like with the water ban, people need to follow the rules. Save our national park. And more comments coming in on that, and we'll get to those very presently. I would like to say next that we are joined on the line by CEO of the National Federation of Group Water Schemes, Mark Farrelly. Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for joining us on the Kerry Today show. I hope you're keeping well.
Very well. Thanks very much for having me.
Mark, first of all, for anyone who's not part of a group water scheme, could you tell us how they work and how people pay for them?
Absolutely. So a group water scheme is slightly different to Uisgearn in that they're mostly around rural Ireland. We supply, there's about 380 group water schemes all across rural Ireland. There's a handful in Kerry, probably not as many as other counties, but the difference, I suppose, is that the local community actually owns and manages that drinking water supply themselves. So there's a mixture of two different types of group water schemes, and actually there is in Kerry as well, in that some will get a supply from Uisgearn and a supply of treated water, and then that they manage the network where it's distributed to other members, householders and farms, businesses, etc., by the group water scheme themselves. And then other group water schemes will actually source and treat the water themselves as well. So they manage the whole supply system from source catchment right through the consumer tap. So, as I said, there's about 380 privately sourced group water schemes who source and treat their own water around the country, with many more publicly sourced group water schemes as well. So I suppose it's very much a community ethos. It would have developed, the group water scheme sector would have developed from the 1960s onwards in rural Ireland, where there was no access to piped water supply in homes or on farms back, say, 60 years ago. And it was very much a grassroots organisation in terms of that each member is an equal shareholder in their group water scheme, they're driven by that community ethos, I suppose, in making sure that they can maintain an adequate supply and a good supply of quality drinking water.
And so basically, to sum them up or to describe them, they're community-owned, community-managed, that's their ethos, group water schemes. Is it possible to say a typical, it may vary greatly, but is it possible to say a typical cost? How much are, if you are in one of these group water schemes, how much would you pay for your water in a year?
Oh, well, there's actually, because obviously domestic water is free for Uisgearn customers. It's the same. There's a government subsidy provided to group water schemes to provide water to domestic members on a group water scheme. So typically you won't have to pay for your water usage unless you cross a threshold, if you use excessive water on domestic households, and then for businesses is then charged at a rate per cubic metre, similar to you would have with Uisgearn as well, in terms of if you're using water for commercial purposes. It's like I was saying, it's similar across the board to Uisgearn in that way. But I suppose there would be a lot of group water schemes would have meters on each domestic household, and it's a fantastic way of actually monitoring your own water usage as well, to make sure that you don't have leaks, etc., to check at home, which is obviously an important element at this time of year, given the demand there is on supplies with the current period of dry weather and hot weather that we're experiencing.
So are you saying then typically that if a household or an ordinary household on one of these group water schemes, they have free water, but then above a certain threshold, they would have to start paying for it?
Exactly, but in generous allowance, usually around 160,000 litres of water per year, which should be manageable for most families as well to stay within that threshold.
So anything above 160,000, if you're not a business or a farm, you would have to, above that 160,000 litre threshold per year, you would have to start paying for your water.
Yeah.
May I ask you, obviously there's a great ethos behind these group water schemes, but what if people are finding trouble because they are community run, or if they're feeling there's a bit of a problem at the moment, understandably, because of this heat wave, and what do they do if they're needing say for example water tanks or whatever, if there's been water outages or will the group water scheme step in and help there, or is there anyone they can contact if they feel their local group water scheme is under pressure, their community group, so maybe they're finding it hard to respond in this unprecedented heat? What are the options there? Because obviously if you're with Uisce Éireann, you can call them and now there have been a lot of outages, understandably, nighttime outages in the county recently because are ongoing at the moment because of this dry spell. But what happens if you want to contact someone and saying, look, I understand the group water scheme is under pressure, it's a community group, but I need water here. What are the avenues open to you?
Yeah, so there will be contact details at local level for each individual group water scheme. But failing that, if you are struggling to find contact details, you can also contact the supervisory authority in the group water scheme sector, is each local authority within their area. So you can contact Kerry County Council, and indeed you can contact ourselves. You'll see contact details are on our website, which is nfgws.ie, which we can help out as well as we of the officer assistance to individual group water schemes themselves as well. So most people on a group water scheme, given that they're equal shareholders and that an AGM, etc., if they're established as a co-op, will have contact details for their individual group water scheme personnel, be it the caretaker or manager that might be working on the ground, etc. But if you are having any issues, as I mentioned, you can contact Kerry County Council, who would hopefully be able to point you in the right direction, or indeed ourselves as well.
Now, Mark, you at the National Federation of Group Water Schemes, you have you've offered some very helpful advice, not just for group water scheme members, but any rural homes across the country, to help these advice to help them conserve water during this prolonged dry spell. Can you go through some of those tips that you've put out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to note as well, it's not just around. And particularly actually in this current period, what we're experiencing is that it's not just around when some people, I think maybe sometimes of dry weather and water shortage or pressure on supply systems. It's not just actually about the amount of water that's available in a source, be it a well or a surface water source. It's also about the actual design of the treatment systems that are in place that can only pump water and treat water a certain amount of water per day. So the demand spikes is one of the biggest things that we're experiencing at the moment, in terms of that because of the dry weather, there's an increase in demand, be it from a recreational point of view, and that's one of the things we've been encouraging people in terms of water conservation. Everyone will be well aware from the news in terms of things around like garden hoses and paddling pools, etc. But then also from a business side, and especially in rural Ireland, from in terms of agriculture, there are certain increases in water usage that you can't obviously manage, in terms of the fact that, like, say for instance, cattle will consume a lot more water in 100 times of heat stress. Cows have no way of sweating, so they will consume a lot more water than usual as the temperatures go up. We need to do everything we can outside of that to make sure that there's water available for everybody. So at home, for families at home, it's avoiding the use of the things like paddling pools, making sure that your washing machine and dishwasher, etc., are filled before you use a fully loaded, put on a fully loaded wash, and even keeping little things like keeping a jug of water in the fridge rather than running the tap every time you go to fill a glass of water, or turning off the tap while you brush your teeth, etc. They can actually have a profound effect when you add it all together in terms of what we all use across all the households, be it on a group water scheme or on Uisce Éireann. And then, I mean, one of the biggest things as well is checking for leaks. especially if on farms and businesses, etc., to make sure that there isn't any water going to waste. And indeed, even on the network, if you notice any puddles of water, etc., this time of year, or in these couple of weeks, it may be worth contacting your local group water scheme or indeed Inishcairn, if it's Inishcairn supply, to notify them that there may be a potential leak that they can come out and fix as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Mark Farrelly, who is CEO of the National Federation of Group Water Schemes, explaining to me there and outlining to us there exactly who or what group water schemes are. And I thought that was very interesting, that if you're an ordinary householder in a group water scheme, you generally don't have to pay for water. But once you go over, I think, 160,000 or was it 150,000 litres annually, then you have to pay. What would your views on that be? And businesses and farms do have to pay, though, as they would if they're with Ishka Éireann. And some of those tips there that they've issued that are not just that we can all apply and use. For example, if you're a farmer, fix leaks fast. Check taps, pipes, tanks and livestock troughs for leaks that could be wasting thousands of litres of water. And Mark mentioned there, of course, keep a jug of water in the fridge instead of letting the taps run. Good advice. Avoid power washing, filling paddling pools and excessive garden watering during the dry spell. Use a watering can instead of a hose. And indeed, in some counties, not here, but in many counties now, a hose pipe ban has been introduced.